we're learning Psichas Ran, we're going a little bit here and there because it's not in the Seder, and we're learning a bit the sugya of Merirus versus Atzvus. Atzvus is absolutely out. Atzvus, sadness, depression is unacceptable. But Merirus, Shvius Alev, is a very chosh of a thing, and even then, certain times and with a certain shear within measure. So we need to a little bit look on page, again, in the yellow one, page Mem Beis, whatever edition you have, Sicha Mem Hei, it's one line. We're going to move around a little bit. Sicha Mem Hei, or page Mem Beis in the orange, in the yellow one, whatever. Achalev Nishba Bo Simcha. A sign, those who have been here, Achalev Nishba Bo Simcha. See this in the Tanya also, in the other Sfarim. One of the signs of that difference between a broken heart, which is a healthy thing to go through in measure, the difference between the sign of a broken heart as opposed to, God forbid, sadness, is that achalev nishbar bo simcha. The telltale sign is that after a person experiences a tzibrochen hearts, after he feels brokenhearted, he makes a cheshbon hanefesh. Remember, it's not just the mood that comes upon him. When something just comes upon you and it's just the mood that hits you, 99% is sadness and depression. When it just hits you. And you'll find, shkach, you'll find, also, as we know, we've spoken about many times over the years, what the Sfarim tradition tells us, that very often sadness will creep into your life. Davke, when it's time to daven, when it's time for learning, when it's time for Avodas Hashem, when it's Erev Shabbos, when it's a Yontiv. It's a simon, it's a clear simon that it's not the Ratzon Hashem. You should be feeling anything negative on Shabbos or Yontiv when you're davening. When you're learning, it's almost always, it's a simon of old-fashioned sadness. No matter how frum you make it look, it's sadness. But at other times, a person sits down and makes a cheshbon, not a mood, but a person makes a cheshbon hanefesh, and he feels brokenhearted over his mistakes. So the sign is that the Rabbi Nachman says again, Sicha Mem Hei, that Acher Leiv Nishba Bo Simcha. After a Leiv Nishba, you feel tremendous Simcha, tremendous joy. You feel great joy. Sadness is not that way. Everybody knows. We're all Bali Nisayan, I think. We all agree that we've tasted from that bitter cup of sadness. And that sadness does not, after sadness, it's not a feeling of simcha. Sadness just feeds onto more sadness, and until a person is able, either through something great that happens to him, to be pulled out, or if he gets helped for someone else to get him out, and occasionally there's a bala voida to work his way out of the atzvus. But when it comes to a leiv nishba, when it comes to a broken heart, a broken heart is followed naturally, as the Tanya says in Rabbein Nachman, says that it naturally is followed by tremendous simcha. It's a cleaning, it's a purging. It's all that we learned about in Aris HaTshuva, all of the joy of Sukkot that follows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not meant to be, God forbid, a time of sadness. Anybody that's ever smelled one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, even if you didn't open it, just smelled one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim. And certainly anybody that's been learning here over all of the years, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur's chas v'chalil, there's no inyan of sadness, God forbid, of sadness or depression. Is there an avoida, says Mechuva, Yom Kippur? Even in Rosh Hashanah, there's a certain bechina of Shvius Alev, which the Mittler Rebbe talks a lot about in other tzaddikim, Shvius Alev. And it's followed by Sukkos. Sukkos is the Zman Simcha Seinu. It's a sign that your Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was real if it's followed by the Simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu. But if your Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was just depressing and sad and so on, filled with worry and despair, so then you're not going to have much of a Sukkos. Other than you might feel relieved that that stuff is behind you. That's not called simcha. That's not simcha, that you're relieved of the burden, God forbid, of a yantar. That's not called simcha. That's part of the sadness. That's a sign of sadness. So, achalev nishba ba simcha. That's all of the simcha of Sukkot is understood in this way. That after a broken heart comes simcha. V'zeh simen im hayolay lev nishba k'shaba achakech l'simcha. And Rav Nachman says that's a simen. That after a lev nishba, after a person makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he's broken hearted over things that are wrong, but afterwards there's a tremendous feeling of simcha. Again, like I said last week, a person makes a time that even if he's not finished, because each one of us could think of enough material to go on long in that inyan, but even if there's more, but a person sets for himself a time, that a half hour, whatever it is, it's already a lot, 50 minutes, a half hour, to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and there's a merivus, and after that, absolutely, absolutely nothing at all, not even the slightest thought of anything, of that neveir, about anything wrong, and the person puts an end to it, must speak, adkan, and then sings a nigun of simcha, and goes out of that and feels the great joy of having toiled and cleansed oneself of something that didn't belong in his life. That's a simen. You turn to page Reish Chav Beis. Sikha Reish Laman Aleph, if you have a different is. Reish Laman Aleph. Page Reish Chav Beis in the orange and the yellow. And Sikha Reish Laman Aleph. Sipa Li Echad Mi'anoshav. Ibn Osman says that one of the Chassidim told me Shepam achas sha'alas Rabbeinu Zechon Levrocha, that he once asked Rabbi Nachman, Mao achilik sheben lev nishba lamar shchayra. What's the chilik between a broken heart and depression? What's the chilik? Mao achilik sheben lev nishba lamar shchayra. Hei shev loy. Rabbi Nachman answered, lev nishba hu kach. A lev nishba is like this. Sha'afilu kisha'imid ben ha'aylam, that even if a person is amongst other people, sha'imid ben ha'aylam, he's with the aylam, he's with the other yidn, he's with the other people, afilu kisha'imid ben ha'aylam, yachze panav, v'yoymar rebbeinu shalaylam v'chul. That even when he's with other people, a person who has a lev nishbar, is able, and his nature is from time to time, to turn away, not to make it obvious in any way, to make a spectacle of himself, God forbid. But if he's able to turn his face, and he's able to be for a moment by himself, and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch of Yom Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'chulu, meaning, he says, v'oyser shah ba'atzma, Reb Nachman gave an example, v'oyser shah ba'atzma, let me explain that when Rav Nachman says that a person was a lev nishbar, at any moment he could be amongst other people. He lives in an ongoing dialogue with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He lives in that way. And he's always able to be mechazik himself. He always feels the closeness of Hashem. Even if he's doing other things, if he's with other people, he could turn his heart for a second and say, Ach, Rabbanu Shalom. Like Rabbi Nachman, when he was teaching this to that person, he said it to that person, B'soich kach, Omer Rabbanu Zechon Levroch, Ba'atzim, he started to say, Ach, Rabbanu Shalom. With his oiris, niflub, and the siyas yadayim, he said it with tremendous oiris. And he said it with his hands, lifting up his hands, with a shtoikikus, with great longing for Hashem, nimitz kedarko, with great shtoikikus, kedarko, as was his way. Whereas a person who is depressed, Rabbi Nachman was asked about the person who is depressed, because when it comes to times of davening, he's able to krechts out the words of davening to daven. But to have a tshuka to talk to Hashem, to have a longing to speak to Hashem, and to say, Rabbanu Shel Olam, like Rabbi Nachman did that time. Stam, even when he's even when he's doing other things or he's among other people, that a depressed person doesn't have an inyan like that. A depressed person doesn't have an inyan like that. It's hard for him to daven. It's hard for him to talk. We understand al-derech marshal, just al-derech marshal, you see even between people, in a relationship between people, that there's such an inyan like that too. That a person who's depressed, God forbid if there's in a marriage, and one of them is depressed, so the person can't talk, he doesn't talk, he can't express himself, he doesn't want to talk. When the person is besimcha, even if there's something wrong, it's a brach in our hearts, the communication lines remain open. It's a very important lakuda. It's not the time not to talk about it, but each person has to, in that inyan, to think about and to understand, especially, not just the married person, it's like that with friends and brothers and sisters and so on and so forth. But you know that when a person is depressed, he shrivels up and he becomes closed, and he doesn't communicate. He doesn't talk. Mashiach came when the person, even if the person's upset about something, if there's something upsetting him, and he has something that's breaking his heart, he doesn't retreat from the relationship. He doesn't retreat. He doesn't turn away from the other person. He wants to talk to the other person. It's the simon of a healthy relationship. The simon of an unhealthy relationship is when someone is upset, but they don't have a shaychus to the spouse. They get further away. So that's how marish chardik people, depressed people, that's their way of living. That when they're very, very happy and it's gewaldig and things are great, so then they can be very, very excited and interested and involved. But if something is wrong, they become depressed and they become sad, they close up, and then the person who they supposedly love more than anybody in the world doesn't know what to do with them. Or her. Not talking, not speaking, I don't know. To make of it, tell me what's on your mind, what's upsetting you, what's hurting you, gone, she can't talk. When a person is sibrachan over something, when you're brokenhearted over something, you're able to talk. You're able to communicate. You don't cut off the lines that you have to the other person. So Nachman is saying that it's the same thing, kibyachal, between a person and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's depressed, even if it's over his aveiros, he's depressed over his aveiros. So he doesn't have a cheshek to communicate to Hashem's Baruch. He doesn't feel like talking. He doesn't want to daven. He doesn't feel like davening. A lot of the problems with davening these days, that everybody's talking about davening, but just not davening, but talking about davening. So one of the big problems with davening is that people, these days are very, very depressed. There's a lot of depressed people. Very, very sad, depressed people, all kinds of things that people are depressed about. And so many people have to take different medicines. People are very, very sad and very depressed. And that takes away the cheshit to talk, to emote, to communicate. If a person is brokenhearted over something, then they want to talk it through. They want to talk it through, to discuss and to talk it through and to speak about it. So Nachman says that even if you're standing there, even if this person can turn aside in a second and can just say, Rabbi Shalom, with this Irus. He has a longing for Hashem. The person who has a Marish Chayr, who's depressed, doesn't have a longing. He just feels that he has no energy, he has no kaychas at all. And therefore, we go back all the way back to where we actually are up to. Back on page Yud Ches, at the very end of that sikha that we started last time, where Nachman is saying it's very, very hard to be zeichet the simcha. It's very hard. Let's just review those lines all the way on the top of page Yud Ches. Or in another edition, any editions, the end of Sicha Chaf. Back to Yud Ches. Va'amar, Rabbi Nachman said, just to review this for a second. Va'amar, kfi ha'nira she'yev shalava l'simcha kima'i de'in yon ishtus. La'asais atzmai kishayta. La'asais in yon itzchoy kishtus. Ibn Nachman said that we see how many, many times the avoid of simcha is so hard. It was true simcha that I'm a Jew, simcha that I'm zeichet to do mitzvahs and so on and so forth, that I'm zeichet to learn, that I'm zeichet to daven. It's very hard for a person to bring the sameach himself. Though for Rabbi Nachman said that in an emergency, it doesn't have to be go to the, you know, pikuach nefesh, but when a person can't bring himself the simcha, that's what I said before, that when a person is going through a time of atzus or marishchayr, some sort of sadness, he must get out of that. You must get out of atzus. You cannot linger, God forbid, in atzus. It's poison. So Rabbi Nachman said that we see in life that oftentimes it's hard. It's hard to get out with holy simcha, in which case, Rabbi Nachman said a person has to be mesamech himself any way that he can. Not God forbid, again, I said this list, not chas v'chalila, with any aveyus or doing things in any way that's even slightly any shayla, but with in yonei shtus, with narishkeit, with laughing, a joke, something laughing, and shtus, some silliness. Lasis asma kashayta, shkayach, thank you. Lasis asma kashayta, to make himself, like we know the tzaddikim, the avayda tzaddikim, they used to do to me b'samech yidin at leib saris with the dancing by batchanis. And Naftali Rapshitz, tzaddikim, they were famous. But many of the tzaddikim, the avoided to be m'samech other Jews, even with all kinds of funny stories and things. There was a personal astropolia. He was by Baruch Meshbitz. It was like the court jester by the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz. It's a very, very big Indian, the Indian of schaik, of laughter and shtus and so on. Of course, one has to be always very, very careful not to cross over chas v'shalom any boundary. It's not so simple to be careful. But this is how it is in life. Sometimes you can only come to simcha with silliness. Silliness is a way to get to simcha. As we learned, a little bit of silliness is a good thing. Of being able to laugh at oneself and even to laugh at, in a certain way, at one's mistakes and to be able to not to have a sense of humor. To have a sense of humor is a very chashuv thing, to have a sense of humor. Again, not to get carried away. So it's not always easy to know the shir. But to come to simcha, kishadam zaychel simcha, when a person comes to simcha, we spoke about this a little bit last time. That when a person comes to that, to Simcha, then Hashem helps him to guard the holiness of the Bris. We're not going into Arichis now. It's not the time or the place. I spoke a little bit about Shalshudas also. V'yadas Yosef. And the Indian of Yosef at Tzadik and Simcha. Simcha always means Tosefes. The whole Indian of Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Aleichem Al Beneichem, Yosef Tzadik always means Simcha. When a person is besimcha, he always is able to go beyond Me'eva La'atzmai. He's able to. That's the Indian of Simcha. Always brings to Tosefes. And the Indian of Yosef Tzadik is Shmir Zabris. And Hashem, Reb Nachman says that when a person is besimcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him with this Indian of Shmir Sabris. It's a Shmir. Hashem helps the person with Shmir Sabris. When he's besimcha, it's much easier, it's much, much easier when it comes to Shmir Sabris. Now if you could, let's go ahead a little bit again. If you go to page Ayin Aleph, I'm sorry. It's not so hard to tell the page. The page Ayin Aleph, you have Sicha Ayin Dalet. I wanted to do this together with what we just learned, because the inyan that we just spoke about a second ago is when a person doesn't feel the simcha, how to generate within oneself a feeling of simcha, how to try to produce simcha, even with silliness, but to get something going, some simcha going. So look at what Rabbi Nachman says about davening. Bringing that tefillah. The davening. The farmim ein la adam shum hislavus betfila. Sometimes a person doesn't have any hislavus, any excitement at all. The davening doesn't have any hislavus. The farmim ein la adam shum hislavus betfila. So what do you do? So you could either stop and say, okay. So most of us do. I guess it's not a good day. And what can I do? So Ibn Achmed says, what Svichin La says, La'atzma Yislavas, Yachamimus, V'leiv Boya La'atfila. A person has to do something about it. You have to generate, you have to ignite some Hislavas, excitement, and Chamimus, and warmth, and leiv boyer, that the heart should catch on fire, lahatfila. It's kamar l'mashal, he says, l'mashal, shenimtza l'famim sheha odam oisil atzma roiges, ad sheba bekas v'nisrages. Sometimes you see that a person can work himself up into a frenzy, Ibn Achmed says. You can get yourself angry about something. Even though really it's not anything you should be angry about. But you see that a person can get himself worked up into an anger. A person's able to agitate himself and to incite himself into a roiges, into getting worked up and upset over something. He could do that. Same thing when it comes to Kedusha, Binyan HaTfila, with davening. Sometimes you don't feel anything with davening, but you have to start a fire. You have to start a fire. The Yasal Chamimus, to create some warmth. The Tav'eiras HaLev, and a fire in the heart. The Dibur HaTfila, Azoivi and the Shnitzach HaRag is the same way a person can get himself to talk himself into something, like Lahavda Olf Alfa Evdolas. You see, when they have like a big game, even if it's not a big game, they're playing the professionals, or even one of the things that they do with sports a lot is that the coach has to get the guys worked up against the other team. There's a whole avida like that, and that the coaches start to scream and to yell, and it takes these people who are otherwise lethargic and don't have really much going on, like, you know, they're just sort of sitting around, and the only thing that they're thinking is maybe they'd like to make all that money. There's a lot of very good things you could do with money. So the coach has to get them all fahitzed, to build up a fire in them, and to make it like the other team is like the Sultan. You have to make a whole thing. I remember when I was a kid. So funny thing, I don't know if any of you know about this. It's one of these things that I don't know, was never written up about. But a lot of the sheriffs I played to, a lot of the survivors, they like to watch wrestling. The only show my father ever watched was wrestling. Oh no! And not only that, he used to call me in and tell me to watch this. I don't know. For like 10, 15 minutes. It wasn't like watching for an hour. But I found that afterwards, I just in conversations I had with friends of mine, that their fathers also were survivors. I don't know. That they also were wrestling, something like that, with the wrestling. I understood later on. I think my father just liked to see, like to see Goyim hurting Goyim. I had no other way, I'm sorry to say it that way, but I had no other way really to understand like what that was about. But there was some kind of a pleasure. And otherwise, my father really didn't, except for the news, never watched television. But for wrestling, it was like an Indian that like part of my growing up should be to watch this. And one of the things that used to go on there, I remember this guy, the champion, there was this Bruno Sammartino. I don't know, it's like 40 years. I don't know if he's still a champion. But this is, he was like always the champion. And they had these it was all a show. It's all, fake. But they had these coaches that they would start yelling at these guys and getting them all angry. And they would come on their television before the match and they would talk. It was a show. But to scream about how they're going to kill this, they're going to kill them. And still you had that also with these boxing matches. I don't know how it is now, but it was like in those days, always with the yelling and screaming, and it's just a roiges, to get into a roiges. Because when a person is a roiges, doesn't just mean an anger, it means excitement, to build up some sort of a momentum of something. So then the person has more courage. Not just to sit back and so on. So he says, "Va'yidezeh yovar achakich be'emes lehislavus v'chamius pe'dayin beis halayif." The person could talk it up. Because they see that the Chassidim Yishalim, they used to prepare for davening for an hour. So all this from talking about what was going on during that time. So everybody had different avodas of how to get ready and how to prepare for davening. To build up a chamimas halev, the tefil of Yizkeh Sheyiv Aliv Hashem's Baruch Yispal B'Shlav Hazgon. But a person is able, when they used to daven, they're davening much longer. So now if a person starts to work on this, if he doesn't come in before davening, he doesn't think about things at the sake of Pidduch Tehillim, or to learn before davening, the ways to get worked up, to get excited before davening. If a person doesn't spend any time on it, it's very hard. But if a person has a few minutes, he's able to do that, to build up to his Slavas God. And then Rabbi Nachman goes to the Inyan of Simcha. And he says, so too when it comes to joy. Refrat, especially b'shas ha'tfila, at the time of davening, shetzvichin shetiyah ha'tfila b'simcha gedoyla. So this by the tzaddikim. The davening has to be b'simcha gedoyla, with tremendous joy. Like you see by some people, even very, very firm people, that the davening always sounds like it's keenness. You know what I'm talking about? It sounds like Tisha B'Av, and it's very depressing. It's like whining and depressing. This was something that the Chassidim pushed away very, very much. All the tzaddikim from Talmud Rosh Hashanah pushed away. Even the Nusach of Krechs and Long and the davening, they filled it more with singing and with moving. And with he says, davening has to be besimcha. U'tzrichin lahachriach atzma l'sameach atzma b'kol ma sheyochel. And therefore, a person has to be misameach himself, or that every is able to be misameach himself. To come to davening, they should be besimcha. You have from the Chayyus from Lublin, that the Chayyus from Lublin said that a person, when it comes to davening, that a person, before davening, he should think of his wife, of his children, to be misameach himself. Unless you're having aggravation from those thoughts. But hopefully everything is okay. So, you should think of you think of people that you love. He even said, the Chassid said that even to think of money, matbeis, if something's going well with money and you're doing well with something, then to think of a good deal, to think of something that's misameach you, that takes you out of it, before you daven, you should get into a feeling of hachavas aleich. And therefore sometimes a person needs to think about something with money, or something that makes him happy. Again, even if it's not related at all to his avodas Hashem. The ikur is that a person should come to davening with some energy. That's what Rabbi Nachman meant before when he said arayges. Arayges doesn't mean to be angry. It means to have energy, not to be lethargic, not to be dead, to be alive. So how's a person mechayim himself? Mechayim himself with things that are to misameach oneself, even if it's like we were saying before, even if it's something which is silly, that he's happy about something, new that he got, or that he bought, something that makes him happy about one of the children, whatever it is, to misameach oneself. Sich lachvich has misameach, and v'chol ma shiyochel, with whatever you can. It's an eitzah, it's a realistic, practical eitzah, which is what the Sichas Ran is mostly, that's what it is. Practical eitzim. The chol ma sheyochel kedei liskos l'simcha, to be zoche to simcha, to be zoche to simcha. There was I spoke about this a little bit, I think 2 weeks ago. There was a girl, she was already like 19, maybe 20, that she was davening. She was, it was very, very hard for her. So I asked her, once in a while, so, like, put on a nice outfit and make for yourself some makeup, or go to buy something, and you come to a daven. I mean, that's an expensive way to daven, obviously. You can't do that, on a regular basis. But to feel good, to be misameach yourself, but especially a woman is very, very deeply, women in general are very deeply connected. Their emotions are very deeply connected to how they feel, that they look about themselves. That's why you have so much aggravation that women have with their weight and these and the other. Men also have, but not as much as women. They're women that their whole lives, they're in the sugya of plus five, minus five, plus seven, down two. Their whole lives is like this. Men have that with the stock market, and women have that with their weight. The whole inyan of how they look is very, very important. That's how Hashem's Baruch made Chava, made a woman that way. And even something like that, which you'd say, what's the big deal? But it makes a big deal. If a woman feels that she's looking not so good, and she's not dressed, and she doesn't look, whatever it is, it's not to impress anybody else, but to feel good. A person needs to feel good, and to feel besimcha. Even though the simcha is an arishka, it's the nafkimina, where the person has makeup or doesn't have makeup, has a nice dress, doesn't. But to be misameach, to open up the heart, to feel good, to daven. But that's why we have one of the reasons for davening, that there should be in a shul, there should be windows. Besides, there are other reasons for windows. But the simple reason is that there should be hachavas alayv. When a person, you know how you feel when you daven in a room, there are no windows. You feel closed in. You don't have any sense of hachava, simcha. For simcha person to be able to look outside and to feel that it's open and to be, all of these things are eitzes that to be misameach oneself. Kamuva al pasuk azarma lalakai bi'ayde ayin sham d'zatayra lazarma. V'im lafamim, azarma means to be to kafskus, to think even about the good things that a person has done that make you feel proud, that make you feel happy. Something that you were matzliach with, to be misameach yourself. Vim lefamim daitu mebulbal, and if sometimes you're so confused, ve'eni yachal b'shum oifon lesameach atzmai, and you don't know how, and you can't think of any way to be misameach yourself, then Rabbi Nachum says a very interesting thing, and I many times I've said this to people and to myself, and this is connected to what Rabbi Nachman is saying back in Sicha Chav. So sometimes you try thinking about this, you try thinking about that, you don't feel any simcha. So what should you do? So he says, as atzoso, shiyasa atzma ki'ilu hu sameach. Then Rabbi Nachman says, to fake being happy. Ki'ilu hu sameach. Yasa atzma ki'ilu hu sameach. You fake being happy. Make believe you're happy. Make believe. Act as if you're happy. Make believe you're happy. Va'af al pisha b'tchila adayin ein ha-simcha b'emes b'leiv, even though in the beginning it's not authentic, it's not genuine, and you're just faking. Af al pichein ayidei sh'oisa atzma ki'ilu hu-sameach, but if you do this, and you make yourself ki'ilu, you're happy, ayidei zeh yiska achakech b'emes l'simcha. You'll see that when it comes to simcha, since the etzem haneshama of a Jew is always besimcha, always v'chedva b'mkaymai, in the essence of who a Jew is, this, we're filled with simcha. Therefore, the same way the Rambam tells us, the din, like everybody knows the famous thing that all the Bala Machshava bring from the Rambam, the Rambam paskins in the Hilchos Gerushin, that if a person doesn't want to give a get, you know the halacha, if a person doesn't want to give a get, kaifin aizachi emereitzan, you force him until he says, I want to give a get. Even though the get is not allowed to be given under duress, right? You're not allowed to force a person to give a get. We don't do that anymore. So how could it work? So the Rambam says, because the emes is that he wants to do the right thing. The Yetzer Hara is blocking him. In other words, he knows he has to give a get. The Bezin said, listen, this situation is you have to give a get. So, but he doesn't want to. He says, I don't want to. So the Rambam brings the halacha, kaifnei, sorry, that you force the guy. You could beat him up. Ad she yoymer, writes on me until he says, I want to. So what kind of a want to is that? What does that mean, that he wants to? The guy says, I want to give a get. He says, first, I don't want to. So then you take a gun, you say, you sure you don't want to? He says, no, I want to give a get. That's called, I want to give a get. So the Rambam says, it's very famous, the Rambam says, that really the emes is, he wants to do the right thing, because the halach is, in this situation, he has to give a get. He's just making trouble. So, so what is this? The Rambam says the Yetzer Hara is in the way. The Yetzer Hara is blocking him, and therefore, kaifanis ashim reitzani. So, how can he say the words, I want to? Because the emes is he wants to. When it comes to simcha, you begin, Rabbi Nachman says, you begin by faking, ki'ilu you're b'simcha. But eventually you'll become b'simcha. Because the ki'ilu is the emes of reitzani. Liyas b'simcha. The truth is that a person wants to be b'simcha. That's really what he wants. He just doesn't know how. So Menachem says, if you can't think of anything that puts you into a state of simcha, then just make believe you're b'simcha. Make believe you're b'simcha. And if you do that, even though in the beginning you don't feel anything in your heart, but Aidei Sha'is Atma Kilu Sameh Aidei Ze Yizka Haka Ve'emes L'Simcha. Rabbi Nosson Breslov has an Evan Hazer in the halachas of marriage of Kedushin. It's unbelievable tires on this whole Indian of dancing, of rikudim, of a dance. And what's the Indian of a rikud? What's the Indian of dancing? Sosn v'simcha yasigu, v'nos yogan v'anocha yasigu. Sosn v'simcha, you have to chase after sosn v'simcha. Yasigu, you have to run after it. Even if you don't feel that way, you run after it. In other words, you force yourself to dance. You force yourself to dance. And by forcing oneself to dance, eventually, a little bit, doesn't it? Eventually doesn't mean a long time, it means a little while. If you force yourself to do things that are simchadik, then you will feel simcha, because when you do those things, it opens you up. It opens up so that the simcha that's in your heart is able to come out. So even faking it is making it possible for yourself to be opened to the simcha that's in the heart. Sosn the simcha yasigu. You have to chase after it. V'nos yogan v'anocha. And then yogan v'anocha, sadness and depression, runs away. If you chase after simcha, the chase after it. So he says that if you see somebody, I mentioned this many times, people are dancing, the other people don't want to dance. So Rabbi Nachman says, Rabbi Nosson really spoke more about it, you should force them into the dance. You should pull them into the dance, because that means that everybody wants to dance. They're just not so much somebody that's not well, but people are healthy and well, they want to dance. They just have all kinds of cheshbonos. It's a harloch not to dance. So you pull it, and the person will scream and yell, he doesn't want to, leave me alone. I'm not saying to get into any kind of bad situation, you know. But Rabbi Nosson said to pull a person in. And he says that you'll see that if at the beginning you push him to dance, but then after a few minutes, his first starts a little bit with the feet, and he starts them, and then he's dancing. Because the truth is that he wants to dance. And there's something artificial that's holding him back from dancing. Whatever is cheshbein nesor, that's holding him back from dancing. In every yeshiva, you have guys like that, that they feel funny. They feel uncomfortable dancing. You have in every shul. Chaim Dovid was telling once that there was a place where he got everybody to dance except the rabbi. So the rabbi absolutely pushed him away with his elbows. He wouldn't go in. But Shum Eifel would not dance. He had the rest of the oilam he had going, but the rabbi wouldn't dance. So the whole oilam should have just gotten together. And means the rabbi wants very much to dance. But Ad Kedei Kach, he was physically pushing everybody away, that he wouldn't dance. When he does that, it means that he's really, really chashing to dance. But they're in yonim that are holding him back from being able to let go in that way. And you have to help him out without getting arrested or anything like that. You have to help him out. Sosn v'simcha yasigu. You have to run after. Sosn v'simcha yasigu. V'nos yogan v'anochen. To push away. Sadness is the arch enemy, and it has to be driven away. Any way that's possible, it has to be taken away. It has to be driven away. And Rabbi Nachman ends the sikh, and he says, listen, he says, Be'etze zaisi etze gedoyle ma'oid. The eights of them are giving you this advice. Eitza gedoyle ma'oid. It's a very big eitza. A very, very big piece of advice I'm giving you, that I just taught you. In a sense, everything here sounds simple, but it's not. And if we start to do it, it changes a person's life, mamish. Ve'eitza zoisi eitza gedoyle ma'oid, gam b'chol ha'dvarim shab kedusha. He says, b'chlal, with everything in kedusha. That with anything in Kedusha, not just with Simcha, but with anything in holiness, you first have to, if you're not feeling it, you first have to fake. You fake, not gotcha bit for other people. It's not a show for other people. It's for yourself, to get yourself going. You have to do it, to go through the motions, and to fake the Hislavas, and to fake. And not for other people, but for oneself, that by doing that a person, since that's the natural essence of a Jew, is to want to do that davar shebekedusha, that if you fake it, then you're able to break through over time, you're able to break through the barriers, and you're able to connect to the heart, which really, really wants to experience that davar shebekedusha. And then he says, you'll be zeichet be'emes to experience that that his slavas in that mitzvah. Okay, let's go back now and work go kaseder in the order back to page Yud Ches, and we'll do now in the order. Rosh Hashanah, page Yud Ches, Sicha Chaf Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Tzvich Miras Chacham. Every Jew has to be smart on Rosh Hashanah. At least one day of the year. Rosh Hashanah, Tzvich Miras Chacham. Shiyach Shoy, what does it mean to be a Chacham? What's the smartness? What's he talking about, Rabbi Nachman? Rosh Hashanah Tzichin Yaschachem, Shiyach Shoivak Machshavas Tavis, to only think, Rabbi Nachum says in Rosh Hashanah, Machshavas Tavis, positive thoughts, good Machshavas. Shiyetiv Hashem is Baruch Himanu, that Hashem will be good for us this year, He'll be good, everything will be good, Machshavas Tavis in Rosh Hashanah. Utsvichin Liyos Sameach Rosh Hashanah. One must be the Simcha Rosh Hashanah. That's a very, very big Sugin Halacha. There's a In Shagasai, you have two simanim on the subject, on the Indian of Simcha Rosh Hashanah, it's a din. The Raisa of Rosh Hashanah, like you have by other Yom Tovim. Because on the other hand, the Gemara says, Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mesim, Tzuchim Lufan, that a person is being judged, and the Book of Life, and other books being opened in front of Hashem. So, the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah is not a day of Simcha Yeseva, of extra joy. So the question is there a din of Simcha Rosh Hashanah or not? It's a very big subject in Halacha. And Ibn Achman says, Tzvichin Liyos Sameach Rosh Hashanah. But you have to be b'simcha on Rosh Hashanah. You have to be b'simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Gam Tzvichin Liyos, Gam Tzvichin Livkas Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't contradict you. You also have to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Liyos b'simcha, and to cry, like by a chuppah. There's tremendous joy, and there's tremendous emotions, and it's not a steer. He's giving some instructions here for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, so on Rosh Hashanah, there is an inyan of Shvira Saliva, for broken heart, and Miriris, especially Marv the first night, is put down, and Siddiqim, it's a very big subject. But not sadness, Chalila, only Besimcha. Rosh Hashanah b'yom rishon tzrichin l'mayid b'dibur ma'ayid ma'ayid. And Rosh Hashanah, especially the first day, one has to be l'mayid b'dibur ma'ayid ma'ayid. One should try not to speak on Rosh Hashanah the first day. Only what's absolutely necessary. L'mayid b'dibur ma'ayid ma'ayid. Not to speak. To daven, zmiris, to say Torah, of course. Torah, you could talk as much as it. But not stam, dibur on Rosh Hashanah, it's not good. And Nachman said that especially in Adam Gadol, whatever Talmud Chacham, a big person, should be especially medactic with this. This is one of the reasons why the Talmid Baal Shem said much less of the Machzer than, for instance, by the Jews of Germany, by the Bnei Ashkenaz. You see that the Sfadim have very little piyut, and the Chassidim have much less piyut. Almost everything in the small print you leave out. The machzarim of the Ashkenazim have lots and lots and lots of piyut. The Baal Shem HaKadosh and Talmid Baal Shem and the Sfadim, often klali, that it shouldn't be so much piyut. Shouldn't be so much. Even when it comes to piyut. Piyut means all the, how do you call it piyut in English? It's a fancy. All the extra tefillahs, the extra things we have in the machzer, the piyut, from the paitanim. It's not the actual davening of Shemoneh Esrei and so on. All the extra piyutim, kol maminim, chuluhu. So if you look in the machzer is very, very fat, and there's a lot of things in the machzer. And by the Yakisha, they say a lot of extra a lot of the piyut, and in the early years the people said a lot more piyut. The Talmid Baal Shem did not; they preferred to say less, even in piyut, to say less than the davening in Rosh Hashanah. Just the whatever's how do we decide what's the main and not, that's not for us. But I feel a pay. Like Masha Yosef Rabbi Elazar Kalir, only the old piyutim, especially the piyutim that come from the Kalir, who was a big Baruch HaKadosh, he's from the time of the Bali Atosis, the Kalir, those piyutim we say. Avol Shara Payit Eino Omer, but other piyutim, Rabbi Nachman didn't say, and the Talmid Baruch Shem for the most part did not say, the extra piyutim. Mach Mishadam Godol Tzarech Ladartik Az B'Yoyser, a person, especially an Adam Godol, has to Medartik Az B'Yoyser, Libli Ladabish Shum Dibush En Amuchach. Not to say any extra words that are not necessary. It's amazing. Even words of tefillah, even the dibur of tefillah, not to say things that are unnecessary, that are not essential. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not, especially the first day. Second day, it's not so strong. Not just a strong kapeda. Chav beis. Toiv ma'oi. Misha zoich lias makor v'tzadik amiti. The Nachman says it's very, very good of a person is zoicha to be attached to a true tzaddik. Ki lo asad lava exiv, because in the future, regarding the future, it says in the pasuk, le'achayz bekanfeis ha'aretz, v'yinaru rishoyim mimena. That at the end of time, Hashem is going to take the whole world. Le'achayz bekanfeis ha'aretz, Hashem is going to pick up the world by its corners, and he's going to shake the world. The Yinaris are Rishayim, to get rid of the Rishayim. He's going to shake off like from a tablecloth. He's going to shake off the Rishayim. It's a pach, whatever that means. That Lechaz Bekanfei Sarets V'Yinaru Rishayim Imena. He's going to shake off the Rishayim from the world. Sheyorchaz Bekanfei Sarets V'Yinaris are Rishayim. Avamishu Mekarv L'Tzadik. If a person is attached to the Tzadik. Avamishu Mekarv L'Tzadik Amiti. As a yachzik v'yoyches atzma ba'atzadik, you're able to hold on to that tzadik. If you're a makurv, you can't all of a sudden decide, I'd like to join. But if you were, before Mashiach comes, if you had a hiskarvis to a tzadik, so then when it comes to that time, when Hashem is going to shake the world in such a way, which he's already started doing, so the Rishayim are going to slip away, the Rishayim are going to fall off, but if a person is attached in his life to a tzadik amiti, then he'll be able to make it. He'll be able to hold on to the tzaddik. And he won't be shaken off together with the rishayim. Since he's holding on to the tzaddik. There's a beautiful story that I've told here. I'm sure that many of you know. It was made famous in Eliyahu's book, Chassidic Tales of the Holocaust. Meister with the Holy Blue Shiva. You know the story with the jumping over the pit? It's a famous Meiser. I'm sure you know the story. The Blue Shiva Rabbi Schussi Gimelainu was in concentration camp. And there was a free thinking Jew over there who wasn't at all religious. He loved the Rebbe. He loved the Blucher Rebbe. And he didn't treat the Rebbe in any sort of a deferential way. He used to call him Spiro. He used to call him by his last name. He didn't call him Rebbe, he called him Spiro. And they were very close friends. And they would work together. They were together in the concentration camp. And it happened. The Blue Shiva Rebbe told this story over to Eliyahu, that they were, the Germans one day were playing a game with the Jews, and they made the Jews dig a huge, big thing in the ground, big grave, a huge, wide grave in the ground, and the Jews lined the Jews up on the edge, and to kill them. And that was the end. And the Germans wanted to have some fun. It wasn't enough just to kill the Jews, to start shooting them, but they said that anybody who could jump across, they'll leave alone. But this was bigger than any Olympics. But they wanted Jews to start jumping and to shoot them and make a game. So the Blucher Rebbe was next to his friend, and it was the end, and the Blucher was saying Shema Yisrael, whatever, he was to scream out, and the Germans gave a scream to jump, and then the Blucher Rebbe said that they heard the guns, he heard shooting and firing, and then he turned around, all the Nazis were standing there in astonishment. That the Blucher Rebbe was on the other side of this huge pit. And after instant, he was already, he wasn't a youngster back then, and he was sick, and it was this huge thing, and it wasn't even with a running jump. He just jumped over. And next to him was this Yid, his friend. And this Yid looked to the Rebbe, and he said, Spiro, how did you do that? So the Blujava said, I held on to the coat, to the coattails of my Hilge father, my Zayde. I held on to their coats. But then he said, but how did you do that? So he said, Rebbe, I held on to your coat. That's what he said. I held on to you. The Blujava said over this mice that the Germans are very shaken up by it, and they let them go. And everybody else was killed. Hold on. The music of what that means nowadays, it's very hard, especially where we were raised and how we grew up to have such a music. And especially for the women, what does that mean, these days, to be connected? At least, each person should try, certainly to try to hold on to a living tzaddik, whatever is possible. But if not, then to attach oneself to the teachings of a particular tzaddik who's not alive. I'm saying it's also, it's not the tachas, but it's also a good thing. In other words, even if you learn 1,000 svarim, every person should have one tzaddik that he's makusha to more than any of the other tzaddikim. Whatever that is, each person, if you're drawn towards this tzaddik, that tzaddik, whatever it is, to the Bedishiva, to Noam HaMelech, to the Vilna Gaon, doesn't have to, I'm not saying Davke Chassidim, but to feel, to make a hiskashus with a tzaddik and to learn his Torahs and to tell stories. So hopefully on some level it could help us hold on when Hashem Baruch finishes that job of shaking off the Rishayim, that we should be able to hold on to the tzaddikim, and we should be taken to the other side of this miserable pit, and we should be able, each and every one of us, to be zeichet. For that time when the shaking will be finished and we'll be together with Mashiach, maybe Amen.